Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, everybody. It's time to take a break with Gene and Mary. We're here for you every weekday at 12 noon Eastern Time on Be Unique Radio at beunique.org. We have fun and give away a different free gift each week. All you have to do to get the goodies and join in the fun is call us now at 1-516-418-5651. You can also join the show and get chances to win by sending us an email at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com. Hey, Mary.
Well, hey, Gene. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you, too. Golly, Gene.
We have. Go ahead.
It's been a long time since I talked to you or heard you. I had a long weekend, and you had an adventure over in Orlando, right?
Just on the other side of Orlando.
Nice. And I'm looking forward to our upcoming one.
Oh, yeah. Wednesday, we're going on the road again. And this time, we're going to be actually able to do it because I figured out what my problem was. And we'll be able to do it because we'll actually be together and make it a lot easier. I think we need to take care of some business that we didn't do on Friday, though.
We
need to draw a winner for last week's gift.
Yes.
So I'm going to start shuffling my names. I've got some names in here, and you can tell me when to pull one out.
Well, I'll tell you what. I don't have my drum roll because I've got one hand right now, but I'll do the – in honor, I'll do the Jeopardy.
You can do the –
I'm going to do the Jeopardy one.
In honor of Alex Trebek.
Pick.
Barb Marino. Third time. Wow.
Lila Dunn
actually had more entries in. See, this is proof that you can have one entry and win three times, or you can have four entries or five entries like Lila did, and you still don't get picked. But I'm hoping maybe Lila will call back and she'll get a chance at this week's prize. So one day I want to have Barb come over since she is my neighbor. I want to have her actually maybe tomorrow. What is tomorrow? Yeah, I can have her come over tomorrow, pick out her gift, and join us for the show.
That would be fun,
wouldn't it?
It's all get out. Oh, it'd be great.
Yeah, tomorrow we're talking about what's stopping you.
What's stopping you? Okay.
Yeah.
That's good. That's one of my favorite topics. In the whole wide world.
I know.
Oh, my goodness. Woo! I'm ready now. All right.
I want to give out our word for the day that I got in the mail today. It's reprove. And
reprove.
It kind of goes with what you said was happening on while you were on hold, waiting for me to sign in this morning.
Uh-huh.
It means to scold or correct with kindness or to express disapproval.
Really? Reprove, huh?
R-E-P-R-O-V-E. Yeah, like you're reproving somebody's point, I guess.
Wow, that's very cool. Huh.
It just means
admonish comes to mind. Like maybe synonymous
with
that. Because I tell you, I was telling Mary, everybody, I was on hold and I was really kind of late calling in, and we have a computer that tells us how much time till the show starts, and says your show will start in 3 minutes and 1 second, and it sounded like she was scolding me. So obviously I was projecting on the computer, you know.
you may have been
anyway,
it's Monday, and I did something different with our trivia this week. I've posted all five hints on our website already.
Oh,
that's an awesome idea.
The answer's even there. So if anybody wants to call in or email us with the answer to the question, I mean, that's bonus points. You get one just for interacting with us through email or phone call. You get one point extra if you get it right. And if you know something, if you have another hint that's not included in our hint, we'll give you another point. Although we proved that you only need one entry to win. And this will make Barb's third win. She's like our biggest fan. I love it.
Well, you know, and the more people keep coming on then, the more chances, the more people be able to win. And, you know, that's all it is. She plays.
And, Barb, if you're listening now, give us a call, 516-418-5651. Here is the trivia question for this week.
Okay.
Which city hosted the Summer Olympics in 2012? Now, that was
2012.
It was a few years back. It was only 8 years ago. But, you know, people have short memories. They don't think about what happened 8 years ago. Here's your first hint. And this hint is, when I found it, I thought, okay, well, this is going to confuse people. More than 300 languages are spoken in this city.
Really?
So you know that this is an international hub, basically.
Right.
But today we are here.
Okay.
We're here today to talk about
clues.
Saying goodbye.
Okay.
So we have about six or seven minutes. And I know we thought about this last week or the week before, because one day Gene and I were saying toodaloo at the end of our show. And we were thinking, you know, Where does this come from? Where do you get toodaloo? Why do you say toodaloo or toodles? Well, the answer is that it's possibly from the French phrase a tout à l'heure, meaning see you later.
Oh, yeah.
And another thing that we say sometimes, excuse me, pardon me, we say ta-ta for now. Or TTFN.
Right.
And did you know that the character, A.A. Milne's character, Tigger from the Winnie the Pooh series, has been saying ta-ta or TTFN for many, many, many years?
Yeah.
So there are a lot of ways to say goodbye. And I know sometimes Gene and I struggle with saying goodbye on time. Interesting little story. My youngest son and I, don't know why, don't know how this started. He's a lot like you and I are. He likes to talk when he wants to. And we have, for years, after he's become an adult, on a phone call or in person, we will say goodbye three times before we actually say goodbye.
Yeah.
Sometimes if one of us is in a hurry, and we just did it as a matter of fact. We say, well, okay, I'll see you later. Oh, wait, I got to tell you something before you go. And, then we finish that story, and then we say, okay, well, all right, I've got my podcast coming up. Okay, Mom, see you later. Wait, you got a minute for me to tell you one more story. I'm like, sure. So, and this would go on. Sometimes if I wasn't terribly busy, it could go on for another hour. Now, my phone calls with my sons typically are very long-winded.
Well, my daughter go ahead.
You've got the same situation?
Same thing.
Yeah. So. Well, you know what we ended up doing is if we're in a hurry or we feel like we're just, you know, we've already talked it all out. Okay, son, I'm going to say goodbye three times now. So we're going to, you know, I've got to go. Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. I love you. I love you. I love you. Talk to you soon. See you later. Adios. Hasta la vista. Bye-bye. And I'd hang up the phone. You sometimes have to do it that way. You have no choice.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of hasta la vista.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Yeah. Arnold Schwarzenegger made that famous in one of the Terminator. I think it was the first Terminator movie. Mm-hmm. Do you know what hasta la vista means?
Well, I think it has to do with like seeing in the next life.
No,
because
just,
it's like vista's life, I know.
No.
No.
No, no.
Mm-hmm.
Now you've got me questioning myself. I thought I knew. Wait a minute. Hold on.
You very well might. I was
it just means see you later.
See you later.
It can mean goodbye, see you later, or see you later and good luck.
Interesting.
But typically, it just means hasta la vista. Hasta is
see you later.
What does hasta mean? Now I'm confusing myself. But la vista is later is hasta and la vista is see you. Because vista has to do with the view.
Oh, yeah. View. Later view.
Yeah. Now,
later view
another
view.
Spanish
okay,
word
cool.
that we, another Spanish word we use a lot to say goodbye.
Uh-huh.
Adios. Adios, amigo.
Adios. Uh-huh. Yeah, adios and au revoir.
But you can say, see, there's a kid's poem. Or kid's book, and I think there's actually a song. Well, I know there's a song about a girl breaking up with a guy, and you know he comes to confront her about why did you leave me, and she just says, "See you later, alligator. After a while, crocodile." And that's all she goes. But there are other things to that. See you later, alligator. After a while, crocodile. Or fascinating, and I didn't even get all of them. I'm just going to run them down because I know, you know, time is of the essence at this point. Gotta run, skeleton. See you soon, baboon.
Skeleton.
Gotta go, buffalo. Out the door, dinosaur. Got a truck, baby duck. Chop, chop, lollipop. Better swish, jellyfish. Be sweet, parakeet. I lost my spot. Bye-bye, butterfly. Got a scat, kitty cat. Toodaloo, kangaroo. Give a hug, ladybug. Chow chow, brown cow. Hit the trail, tiny snail. In an hour, sunflower. In the morn, unicorn. Better shake, pretty snake. Gonna scram, little lamb. Can't stay, blue jay. Take care, polar bear. I think I'm going to learn these. And next time my son calls, I'm just going to run them.
Well, you know, and you're saying them, and they all sound cool, and they all make sense and all that. But I just have really, I don't think I've ever heard of most of those. That's pretty cool.
There's actually a children's book with that in it.
Oh, of all the different ones. That's fun.
Yeah, and they have pictures to go with it. Guess what time it is?
Time. Oh, man. Okay. Well, you know, I'll tell you what. I want to say this, that there are lots of different ways, and I have, a lot of times there's different ways you say it in different situations, of course, to different people and that sort of thing. And but one of my favorites, as I've just kind of come up with, if I say, see you then, it covers pretty much everything I'd ever want to see them then, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And that covers anything, anytime sort of deal. So.
Kind of cool.
You know?
Well, I've got a pre-recorded exit I'm going to play. I've forgotten that we had these. I've always been asking you to sing us out of here. But I forget that we had done this with Jennifer one day. We made some pre-recordings to do these little goodbyes. So this way you and I don't have to say goodbye. But tomorrow, tune in. Tune in tomorrow because we're going to talk about what's stopping you. And we'll go into that in more detail. But check out our webpage, beunique.org. Check out our podcast page because it's got some really cool pictures. I'm taking it a new direction now. I'm trying to be a little more thematic with it.
Okay.
We're Gene and Mary, and we invite you to take a break at noon every weekday Eastern Time. Listeners who call 516-418-5651 have the opportunity to win a gift that's announced on Friday.
If you'd like to sponsor this or any of our shows, email Mary at BeUnique.org for details. That's Mary at BUNEKE. See
that
you tomorrow.
That was before we started our personal email. Contact Gene and Mary at gmail.com. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.